This spring, every third grader in Baltimore received a colorful graphic textbook thanks to the work of graphic designer and educator Becky Slogaris. WYPR's Jonna McCone reports that it's part of an effort to bring more Baltimore into the curriculum.
Jane Jacobs was a writer and thinker about cities.
This is Miss Heather Tuttle's third grade classroom at Lake Montebello Elementary in Northeast Baltimore. Tanasia Hilton reads from a book written just for Baltimore City kids.
Jane did not learn about cities from books or schools. Instead, she learned about cities by watching people use them in everyday life.
The students sit in groups. They all have their own copies of My Baltimore book. It's about the size of a short novel, a mix between a textbook, journal, and photo book.
All right, so 15 seconds of thinking.
In today's lesson, students learn the meaning of urban and suburban, and how Baltimore's population tumbled starting in the 1960s, with white flight and the loss of industrial jobs, all in the context of the Baltimore of today.
I want to be thinking about specifically, why do you think having a diverse neighborhood or a diverse community, why do you think that's a positive? And if you don't, maybe you think it's a negative.
Students chat about their experiences in small groups.
Positive because there's nothing bad going on. That's right.
And we treat each other right.
Darian Edmonds shares his thoughts with the class.
My neighborhood is segregated because it's black on the other side, and another block down there is white. And me and Anthony mostly play with black people.
The students have their books open to a page with white and black circles mixed together, symbolizing diversity. And below that, an image of black dots on one side and white dots on the other, representing segregation. Becky Slogaris wrote and designed My Baltimore book with input from the community. Miss Tuttle, who was the first teacher to use the book last year, says it has the students' own experiences in mind and teaches them how different policies shape where they live.
I think an informed citizen is the best citizen. And I try to stress to all of my students, regardless of grade level, my job is not to teach you what to think. My job is to teach you how to think and to come up with your own decisions.
She says she hopes the reading gives them tools to better understand citizenship and rights, major social studies concepts in third grade. Raylan Snyder, social studies coordinator at City Schools, says the school district is doing more to bring Baltimore into the classroom.
You know, the city really is our classroom, and we feel by taking the kids out into the city and interacting with that city that they become much more aware of the world around them, which just enhances their existing curriculum.
Back at Lake Montebello, Makai Thomas, one of Ms. Tuttle's former third graders, stops by her class. He has his dog-eared copy of My Baltimore book with him.
Every now and then, I modify my book, like I go and finish some pages that I didn't do.
He flips to a page with an image of one of Baltimore's blue light security cameras.
Each blue light costs $30,000 to install. What would you do to improve your neighborhood if you had $30,000? If I had $30,000, I would spend it on giving it to the neighborhood and redoing houses like that are condemned. Stuff like that.
Ms. Tuttle says connecting the curriculum to things students know firsthand helps with reading comprehension, writing, and their vocabulary.
I don't want them to only be able to identify a definition. I want them to use it. And I want them to use it in their justification, but I want them to use it in a free-flowing conversation. And they do.
And she says her students have a growing ownership of the topics in the book. I'm Jonna McCone in Baltimore, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.